This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is calling on Israel to hold new elections, saying he believes Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has, quote, lost his way amid the Israeli bombardment of Gaza and a growing humanitarian crisis there. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
Speaking on the Senate floor Thursday, Schumer, the first Jewish majority leader in the U.S. Senate and the highest-ranking Jewish official in the U.S., said Netanyahu and his government's rejection of a two-state solution between Israel and the Palestinians and its other actions amount to a de facto single-state solution and hurt Israel in the long run.
Israel moving closer to a single state entirely under its control would further rupture its relationship with the rest of the world, including the United States. Support for Israel has declined worldwide in the last few months, and this trend will only get worse if the Israeli government continues to follow its current path.
Schumer says the United States cannot dictate the outcome of an election in Israel, but said a new election is the only way to allow for a healthy and open decision-making process about the future of Israel. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Germany's foreign minister hosted her Norwegian counterpart for a meeting Thursday in Berlin. Both expressed the importance of continued support for Ukraine. VOA's Rick Pantaleo reports.
Norwegian Foreign Minister Espen Barbida, who met Thursday in Berlin with German Foreign Minister Annalena Baerbock, said that there would be no end for joint international and European support for Ukraine.
The best message we can send to our American friends, regardless of outcome in Washington, is that we take our part of the burden serious and we are credible and a good partner, and that it remains in the interest of the United States of America and Canada to invest in the transatlantic partnership.
The German Foreign Minister said that Russian President Vladimir Putin was wrong to believe Ukraine would run out of weapons or support sooner or later. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Former Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says he's putting together an investment group to buy TikTok. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Former U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says he's putting together an investor group to buy TikTok from its parent company. Steven Mnuchin was Treasury Secretary under former President Trump. Now he runs Liberty Strategic Capital.
I think it should be sold. I understand the technology. It's a great business, and I'm going to put together a group to buy TikTok.
On CNBC's Squawk Box, Mnuchin says
users love it, so it shouldn't be shut down.
He says the popular app, with its Chinese ownership, does pose a security threat to the U.S.
They have both the ability to influence the data, and they have the ability to collect data.
The House has overwhelmingly passed legislation that if the ByteDance company doesn't sell off the TikTok app, it would be banned in the United States. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Voters are headed to the polls in Russia for a three-day presidential election that is all but certain to extend President Vladimir Putin's rule by six more years after he stifled dissent. The election takes place against the backdrop of a ruthless crackdown that has crippled independent media and prominent rights groups and given Putin full control of the political system. It also comes as Moscow's war in Ukraine enters its third year. Voters will be casting their ballots Friday through Sunday at polling stations across the vast country's 11 time zones, as well as in illegally annexed regions of Ukraine. A Japanese high court says denying same-sex marriage is unconstitutional. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
The decision by the Tokyo District Court does not change the current civil union law that describes marriage as between a man and a woman. Plaintiff Miyuki Fuji said although she was happy with the ruling, she was frustrated with the government's lack of action. I still think that we're so far behind other countries, we can't really be compared to them. It feels like Japan is the only country that's not changing. Support for legalizing marriage equality has grown among the Japanese public, but the country's ruling conservative Liberal Democratic Party remains the main opposition to the campaign. Five court decisions have now said Japan's current policy is either unconstitutional or nearly so. However, the rulings at the low-level courts don't affect the existing laws. I'm Karen Chamas.
SpaceX's nearly 400-foot Starship blasted off from Texas on Thursday of its hour-long trip. The company said it lost contact with spacecraft as it neared its goal, a splashdown in the Indian Ocean. Thursday morning's launch outperformed the previous two test flights, which lasted just minutes before blowing up last year. No people or satellites were on board the world's biggest and most powerful rocket. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.